Regina. Many producers in the province have finished seeding, with others very close to done, according to the crop report for the period of May 30 to June 5. 96% of the crop is in the ground, up from 89% last week and just slightly behind the five-year average, 2018 to 2022, of 97%. Rain was welcomed by many to improve moisture conditions, but also caused delays for those trying to finish seeding. There were many reports of rain in the form of heavy storms, which resulted in localized flooding in some areas. There have also been reports of heavy winds and hail causing damage to crops and property in some areas. Producers in the West Central region have virtually completed seeding with 99% of their crop now seeded. Seeding is at 98% completion in the northeast and northwest regions of the province, 96% in the southwest and 94% in the east central and southeast regions. Rainfall was received throughout the province last week. While it was welcomed by producers in the drier areas of the province, it also caused flooding and delays for many. Much of the rain was localized, with some areas receiving trace amounts and many receiving more. There was 64 mm of precipitation in the Glenavon area, 53 mm in Mossbank, 45 mm in Rhine, 34 mm in Garrick and 11 mm in Mayfair. Moisture conditions are overall improved in the province this week. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 7% surplus, 78% adequate, 14% short and 1% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 5% surplus, 75% adequate, 17% short and 3% very short. Heat and moisture in much of the province have supported crop development. Warm temperatures with high nighttime lows have progressed some crops ahead of normal. 31% of the fall cereal crops are reported as being in the jointing stage, 26% are in the shot blade stage and 12% are in the heading stage, while 46% of the spring cereals are emerging and 40% are tillering. 42% of the canola is emerging and 42% is in the seedling stage, along with 34% of flax being in the seedling stage. 49% of pulse crops are emerging and 43% are in the vegetative stage. There were various causes of crop damage this past week. Scattered, but widespread storms caused flooding, hail and wind damage throughout multiple areas of the province. Heat and drought are also causing stress in the crops. There were reports of insect damage caused by grasshoppers and flea beetles, as well as gophers. Producers have been busy finishing up seed, spraying, checking crops, picking rocks and moving cattle to pasture. Producers are encouraged to take all safety precautions in all the work they do. The Farm Stress Line can help by providing support for producers toll-free at 1-800-667-4442.